by Abu Huraira. Now, the theme of da'wah is what I'm going to continue throughout this week, and then we'll move on to something different, inshallah, once this week is over. August is our outreach month, and I'm trying to encourage you all to perform da'wah and to bring people to masajid and to introduce people to masajid who aren't usually comfortable coming to them. There's a lot of ajr in that. It's something that we should all be doing at all times, not just during the month of August, but it's kind of what the theme of this month is, and I'm going to share with you this hadith that I think is has a niche to it that you'll find, inshallah, interesting. And actually, at this point, the pointing out who's narrating this hadith is important. Even though you've heard this name a million times, because he is the highest narrator of hadith amongst all of the sahaba of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira. His name was Abd Shams, and the Prophet alayhi salam changed that to Abdul Rahman. And his name is Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr al-Dawsi. His name is Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr al-Dawsi. Al-Dawsi meaning from the tribe of Dawsi. And there's an importance for that in this hadith. So this is what Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr al-Dawsi is telling us. He said, قدم الطفيل وأصحابه على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الطفيل and his friends and his companions came to visit the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in his life. Who is الطفيل? الطفيل ibn Amr al-Dawsi, also from Dawes. From this tribe, for a long time, only two people were Muslim. الطفيل, who accepted Islam in the 10th year of Hajj, the 10th year of his prophecy, during the Hajj of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, so before Hijrah. And Abu Huraira, who accepted it in the 6th or 7th year of Hijrah. So between them, there was at least maybe around 10 years between Tufayl is way before Abu Huraira. He's not as known as well, but he's way before Abu Huraira. The Prophet ﷺ back then sent him back to Dawes and told him, go and perform da'wah. And he performed da'wah, and Abu Huraira accepted Islam and came. That's how this worked. But not a lot of people did, aside from that. So Tufayl came to the Prophet ﷺ after years of performing da'wah. فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ دَوْسًا قَدْ أَبَتْ وَكَفَرَتْ فَادْعُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهَا. Indeed, Dawes is a wicked tribe. They have refused Islam and Iman, and they have continued their ways of kufr, and we have lost hope in them ever accepting this deen, and they have worked against us in every way. So, Ya Rasulullah, make dua against them. And the wording is in the hadith. فَقِيلَ هَلَكَ الدَّوْسِ. People who were listening to Tufayl say this to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, started whispering, Halakat Dawes. Dawes is going to be destroyed. Because the Prophet ﷺ put his hands up as Tufayl was speaking. So as Tufayl is speaking and saying, Ud'u Allah, the Prophet ﷺ's hands went up, and the people sitting there said, Halakat Dawes. Dawes is going to be destroyed. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ اللَّهُمَّ اهْدِ دَوْسًا وَأْتِ بِهِمْ. Oh Allah, guide the tribe of Dawes and bring them to me. And he did, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of those came accepting Islam. And the point here of the hadith, not just, of course, the barakah, the dua of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but learning from him how he looked at things. And how he, when at a moment where Tufayl had spent maybe a decade of time trying to perform da'wah, or more than a decade, and almost achieving nothing, aside from Abu Huraira and a couple of people who came with him. And so this is a wicked tribe, a tribe of evil, a tribe that will not listen. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, He continued to have the hope of acceptance. He still hoped, he still saw the potential that maybe they accept. So it's not about you and what you feel towards someone and how wicked they are and how far away from Allah they are when you called them. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with your perception of them. It has nothing to do with your opinion of them. You could sit there and tell me all day how horrible this person is. It has nothing to do with, this is not about you or your opinion or your perception of them. This is between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as long as they're alive, there is hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them. There is still the hope and the desire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide their hearts and turn things around for them, regardless of what they've done before. And that should never ever be lost, and you should never lose hope in someone doing that, no matter what they've done, how far away they are. It's easy to feel the way Tufayl, by the way, said this after 14 years of da'wah. This hadith happened 6 months before the Prophet alayhi salam passed away. Yeah, so he 14 years of da'wah. Tufayl came and said, Ya Rasulullah, Dawes is a lost cause. So the Prophet ﷺ made du'a for them, and before he died, they came to him. Alayhi salatu wasalam, accepted Islam. But the concept is what I'm trying to look for. There's always hope, and there's always, and make du'a. One of the ways of performing da'wah, if you absolutely have nothing else you can do, is make du'a. Like if you absolutely have nothing else you can do for someone, like if there is a wall, there's a barrier between you and this person, they will not listen to you. This happens a lot with parents and their children. Sometimes they won't listen. Just because you're talking, they're not going to listen. Like, they'll listen if someone else talked, said it, but not you. So there's absolutely no way you can do da'wah directly to them. Make du'a for them. Don't do the opposite. Don't do what Tufayl and his people came and said. Don't let your emotions get the best of you and then say what Tufayl said. Udu'ullaha alayha. Make du'a against them that Allah destroys them. Don't do that. Always make du'a for them. You never know. The moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pluck that seed of evil out of their hearts and put guidance instead of it. And then they may do better than all of us. And they may be the reason that we all make it to Jannah. You don't know. We know nothing. So keep that in your mind, and that's a tool that you should not take make little of, which is making du'a for people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides them. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قدم الطفيل وأصحابه على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إن دوسا قد أبت وكفرت فادعوا الله عليها فقيل هلكت دوس فقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم اللهم اهدي دوسا وأتي بهم صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله